I feel like you can get premium from someone that's small.
It's a decision of like what you want that customer experience to be, not I want that extra 50 cents in my pocket.
So we're all looking for that product or that brand that's ours, that's mine.
David is a rabid fan of Taft and like has sent out, I mean, who knows how many hundreds of boots have been bought because you tell people about it.
I loved it, saw it, told Josh, wore them, talked about them.
It makes making content for that brand better when you believe in it. So today we talked about brands we love and why. We learned about David and how he almost punched someone in the face and how he got over that. And then we really discussed how there's a market for anybody. So if your brand's right and everything's together and like it should be, there's always going to be someone there to purchase it. But yeah, stay tuned. So yeah, talking about brands we like, small brands, big brands, why you like them.
Yeah, what draws you to that brand? What makes you say, you know what, I'm going to pick that off the shelf rather than, you know, the same exact, you know, polo, you know, looks the same as Polo Ralph Lauren, you know, off the,
even all the way to like market to drinks, you know, like you go down the drinks and you go into like a gas station where you see that, like which one makes you,
you know, better? It's a story with that as far as, you know, there's so many waters, right? And so water is one where you like, it all tastes the same for the most part, you know, but and there's different pHs and all this, but the one that I like that I always get drawn to, and the only reason is because of the branding, and that's like the Life Water. That does different kind of artists, you know, things, and there'll be like two or three different artists, you know, kind of rappers on that bottle, and they switch it up, and it's like some kind of cool art. That's why I picked that one, you know. Yeah. And so there's all these options, but I go with that one because I like the art. I like that it's creative and it looks cool, and that's why I pick it. So it could be as little as that.
Yeah,
I definitely resonate with stories. Like I have friends, obviously lots of entrepreneurial friends. And so when you hear their story and you relate to that, I tend to be drawn to like the story of a brand. And then once I know the story and they repeat it, I want to like support it. And that, so
100% agree with you on that. And one example of that is listening to another podcast, the Operators podcast, and those guys on there with their different brands, and Sean Frank with Ridge, the CEO of Ridge Wallet. And, you know, I'd heard of Ridge, had never really, you know, put much thought into getting one, you know, and then started listening to his podcast and just really liked, you know, him and liked what he had to say. And so I was like, you know what, let me check this brand out, and then heard their story, you know. And so they had a lot of, you know, comparables to, you know, our story, and, you know, father, son, started business and their best friend, and then brought in a marketing company, and that's where, you know, Sean and his group came from, and they kind of took him to the moon, and then partnered up, and, you know, continued to, you know, now they're doing hundreds of million dollars a year, and absolutely incredible. So after hearing that story and knowing who's behind it and knowing the story, and then being like, you know what, I want to support these guys, and so I went out and bought one, and I love the product. So
that was, I think I own a couple of Ridge Wallets. I graduated up to this other one you see me wearing now. I don't even know how to say it. Like, I think it's called Secret or Secret. But
and see, they should have done it, you know, and that's a downfall of that brand, is that they chose a name that was hard to pronounce.
I think it's foreign though, because when you order, I think it comes from like Germany or something. But it's like this little threefold wallet. Yep. Like I bought one.
He still got the trifold. Does it have Velcro on it
too? No, this thing's awesome. It's like it's the perfect man. It's like the perfect for me. It was the perfect blend from the Ridge Wallet. Like, man, I still need somewhere to put these extra cards that don't fit in the top slot.
Mm. Yeah, you wear parachute pants and cargo shorts.
You have to. You know, if you wear the cargo shorts, the wallet is really not a problem. You have
the cargo
of space.
Shirts that go down across your calves.
You have plenty of space. Yeah. You have plenty of space.
We got to bring up your shirt.
You can
the other
bring
day.
In a bottle of water, man. Yeah. You're good to go.
Yeah, your shirt. What did it say?
I wear calf shorts. Yeah, baby.
But not today.
Not today. Not necessarily. But this is almost calf shorts. These are like knee shorts. You know what? You know what I like about, I guess, the world we're living now with brands and products and stuff, is that I feel like you can get premium from someone that's small.
Yeah.
You know, like with the way the world is tight and small now, is like, you know, back in the day when we grew up anyways, you go big box store and we bought name brands, right? Like if you weren't wearing a pair of Nikes or Adidas or whatever, you weren't cool, right? Yeah. Or not that you weren't cool, but there are only a select few brands that were qualified as cool. And now we live in this world where just innovation and just quality and craftsmanship and marketing and like love of a product trumps all of that, right? And one of my experiences for that is like, it actually came from David. You know, believe it or not, David influences a lot of people. But you know, he had those boots that time. He's like, dude, Taff, I love them. You got to check them out, Taff. Oh, yeah. Check them out, right?
Love Taff.
And I'm really not a dressy guy, believe it or not. I'm a calf short guy. And I checked them out, and I was like, I kind of went nuts on them because I love quality things. Like, yep, I go crazy on quality things, on things that, and I think we live in a society where we all want to be individuals and we all want to be a little bit different. So we're all looking for that product or that brand that's ours, that's mine.
Yeah,
right.
I actually think that's kind of neat. Good point too. Like, I own a pair because David told me about it too.
Yeah.
So you like, know, the truth of the matter,
you really need to reach out, Corey, the founder of Taft. Huge fan of what they do.
Yeah, me too.
And their story. And him and his wife, and they just have an incredible story. So if you have a chance, check them out, Taft. They make some great shoes. Started with socks and really took off on Reddit with the no-show socks. And then that morphed into shoes. And Corey is just such a creative founder, and he designs all the shoes himself, and has really just, they do something really unique,
dude,
with their shoes and boots.
But my whole point around that too is like, think about how efficient that type of advertising.
Word of mouth. I loved it, saw it, told Josh, wore them, talked about them.
How many other people have you told? Like, there's a lot. In the room, right?
Dave's like, give me my affiliate link.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how many boots. Same for me. I don't know how many ants and belts, because like every time I talk about it, it's like, it's the only belt I would ever wear. I have a really expensive belt that I bought before I knew David, and I literally don't even know where it is anymore.
And the problem with this belt, it's not a problem, is that you always see someone with that issue, and like, I've chimed up so many times, like, what type of belt is it?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Anson belt? No.
It's a greatest.
Yeah. I see you haven't. Like, it's the greatest thing. And I'll go quickly, like, what?
Oh yeah, you start whipping out your belt.
Like, what? You're like, here we go. Hey, you're like, yeah. It's like, here you go. You're looking at my weenus. You know, like, no worries there, man. But like, this.
Clip. I had Richard Petty tug on my belt one time. I was so yes. fun. I was on a good friend of mine's boat, and they were filming a show up there that morning, and Richard Petty was there doing the show, and I was showing them my belt, and he walks by, and he yanks on it a little bit. I said, whoa, Richard, whoa. And I said, you know, when the king's the tugging king. On your belt, you know, I said, I can get you one. You know, of course, he had the big belt buckle, and you know, I told him I'd hook him up.
That's hilarious.
That was a story for ages.
Taft is definitely one of those ones I always go back to. Like, I and you make those big orders, and it's not a cheap shoe.
No,
it's expensive. Not. They're expensive, but you know, I'm a guy that likes bright shoes and crazy stuff. So mm-hmm. I always look for the craziest Nikes I can get. Jordan 1s. Before that, I was all into Chuck Taylors. I loved those crazy. Yep. I own probably 100 pair of those. And then, you know, on the dress shoe side, you know, the other better half of me, Nancy, was like, we need to get you some suits and stuff. We started doing some events and things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for me, it becomes kind of who I am, right? I want my shoes to kind of be expressive of like just my...
Express your style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dude, they've got some loud ones there.
They do.
And so I look for the loudest ones I can go with, and then pray they have my size in stock, because their inventory is a tough thing. Yeah. But dude, I think I ordered like 7 pairs one day too.
That's
they
incredible.
Showed up.
And that's the kind of community that they have and that they've built. And that's one of the things that I admire about their brand is, you know, the community that they've built. And so they have a huge Facebook community, yep. And then was one of the really early adopters of having a the channel. What is it? So it's not a Telegram, but a
Discord?
Yeah, Discord.
Yeah. So they had Discord.
A Discord channel, you know, which, yep. I mean, you know, can really build a community if you nurture it and work it.
Yep.
You know, you got to work it,
but again, that goes back to having a relationship.
Exactly. And the relationship with their customers. And so their customers have, you know, they don't buy one, they buy six. And they're not cheap, you know, but once they do, they're like, those are the only style of, you know, shoes I'm going to get.
So. Whenever we work with any brand or whatever, I always go kind of crazy on it, because I do it for two reasons. One, like, it makes making content for that brand better when you believe in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're like, oh man, this is great. And when you know it's great and you know it's going somewhere, you're like, I'm not sacrificing anything on this, right?
Yeah.
So the same thing for me, like, I am the calf short guy, right? Well, Matt joined us not too long ago to do some like photo shoot for the swimwear. And as soon as we were done, like everybody was talking about how good the patterns were and the quality of it. And you got to feel it. And you're like, Jesus, these things are nice, man. Yeah. Like even the shirts, like I don't really wear polo shirts all that much.
Are amazing.
Dude, you touch the shirts. But you touch the shirts.
Oh,
like,
they're,
it's dang, like, a, man, these shirts
Pima
are.
Or, yeah, it's Pima Peruvian cotton.
Peruvian cotton.
And then it has a 4% stretch in there.
Stretch, wow. So man. It's like, yeah, just enough.
Yeah, it literally feels like you're not wearing a shirt. Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, he left a box of that swimwear in the place. And like, I can't tell you how tempting it was, like just to take
them all.
I was like, I'm just going to take these home. I was like, no, man. So I've ordered them. I mean, I've ordered them. I think it's important to support people that are supporting you and all that. Other things. That's so awesome. I ordered them and you wear them and I'm like, you know, my brother saw me with the ones I wore. He's like, dude, what are those? Because the pattern's so awesome. I was like,
yeah.
So yeah,
the Michael swimwear, man. And then like he goes out to Utah and like sends me, hey, get a link for those. You got a link for those swimwear. Now where he bought it, and I have no idea.
Yeah, but the difference is, again, attention to quality.
100%.
Like what David talked about earlier, the difference in those shorts, most prints are screen print, which gives you a limit of 6. Ours are digitally printed, so you have 56 colors. So
wow, the colors are amazing.
Yeah, and even inside of the images, you'll look like there's a pair of sunglasses one, and inside the sunglasses, there's reflections of images.
Crazy.
So it's just like that attention to detail has done it. And then the other thing, like we were talking about earlier, he's called every single customer that's ordered online and introduced himself and created a relationship. And the moment you do that, like that person becomes a rabid fan.
Oh yeah.
Just like David is a rabid fan of Taft and like has sent out, I mean, who knows how many hundreds of boots have been bought because you tell people about it.
Yeah.
Like same.
And for me, I think it resonated with me too because of the patterns were loud patterns, but he's also got some muted patterns, some choir patterns. I was like, dude, I could totally, if I'm going to go short on my shorts, and they're not short shorts, they're fitted shorts. I mean, they're properly
half above the knee.
Yeah. I mean, they're properly sized shorts. Yeah, they're
you're
not
just
calf
used
shorts.
To be in the middle of your calf.
Like, dude, I bought these shorts the first time I wore them. I go out and like the next day, the back of my legs were so fried.
They've never seen the light of day.
But like even now, look, dude, look at like the top of my legs, like, man. Like the top of my legs are like now evenly tan from wearing those shorts. But no, man, like for me, I always look for that brand that's a little bit brighter. It's just a little bit louder. I like louder things. And then the quality has to be there. And if quality's there, I'll spend the money on it. I'm the same way about restaurants. Like I don't mind spending crazy money in a restaurant. The food's good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If I paid a lot of money,
the best meal of my life.
Yeah, the food's terrible.
Would
I'm not
pay
coming back.
Premium dollar for the best meal of your life. Absolutely,
absolutely. Yeah, and I think that resonates in everything that you do. If you're doing the best you can, the best product, whatever it is, like really price. Price becomes almost secondary, unless you're someone obviously in a different financial standpoint. I get that, you know, like counting and stuff. But if you're looking for something that you want, like you're on the hound and like, dude, I want to buy something. It's not the dollar that's going to keep you from doing it. It's the, hey, I went to the site and hey, it looks like poop.
What
I'm
if
not, so, I'm not, I don't so feel comfortable doing
here's
that.
Here's the situation. What if you spend that premium dollar where, you know, you think that this is going to be a premium product and then you get it and you're like, it doesn't meet your expectations.
Bad news spreads
fast,
6 times faster than good news.
And I think you have different types of people too. You have some people that'll return it, but I'm a guy that won't return it because I just don't
and just
have the
never
time
buy
to return
from
it.
Them again.
You yeah, got yeah, it, I'll, yeah. and I'll just be like, nah, it's crap.
Yeah,
if you see it, you would bow mouth it.
Yeah. Ugh. No. What'd you say? If I
saw it, I would.
You'd be like, well,
I would recommend it. How about that?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The thing is, though, I don't think that for you to have a premium brand, you need to spend premium money. A lot of it is in marketing. That's what establishes the story, the brand. Obviously, you want it to be a good product, but typically the cost of goods for a premium brand is not much more.
Exactly. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's, yeah.
Like for us to put in a 3 or 4 times better liner is like $3.
Yeah.
$4. You know, so it's not like, it's like cost prohibitive.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand when brands don't spend that extra 50 cents to get the different.
It's a decision upgrade, of like what you want that customer experience to be, not I want that extra 50 cents in my pocket.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
And the moment you decide that you want that extra 50 cents or that extra $2 instead of playing the long game, you will for sure end up on the short end of the stick.
Here's an example of that with our you know, our belts in the very, very, very beginning, you know, first year, you know, we really wasn't familiar with the different qualities of leather and that kind of thing. And so had a much lesser quality, you know, leather and you know, product in the very, very beginning. And so made the decision that, you know what, for the longevity, and if I want, you know, we're going to put a lifetime guarantee on this
thing. It's got to be able to last. And,
yeah, so we've got to use quality. So we literally doubled the cost of our product, and we didn't change the price. We kept the price the same, you know, and it just basically, you know, doubled the cost. But it was worth it in the long run, and it was the best decision that we made, mm-hmm. because we have a lot of people that come from our competitors that, you know, they didn't change the leather, or, you know, they went with that cheaper strap, and, you know, and they have problems. And so then they look, they're like, I love the concept, but I want a higher quality.
What are some other brands that you guys like and love, and why?
I wear hats. So I like Malin hats. For some reason, you know, I live in a hot climate. So when you're sweaty, like, it tends to ruin hats, and theirs are like literally indestructible. You can just throw them in the washing machine and rinse them out. Or a lot of them, if they get wet, they just
they're done.
Yeah, they get soft and out of shape or whatever. So the Melon hats are actually really nice.
I feel like David's about to mention one that's going to cost us both money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No. You know, I mean, I like finding cool brands like Taft, like yep. You know, but also like the legacy brand. You know, like you know, Polo. And Ralph Lauren, like, when you talk about brand, that's the one that comes to mind is that Polo horse. And as a kid and as growing up, like, the Polo, like, I mean, it was that horse, you know. And then you got like U.S. Polo Association. Like,
yeah, if you think about it, they've like maintained that for 40 years.
It's amazing.
And for that, 40 years.
That logo and that icon and you know, just... And when you just say Polo Ralph Lauren, like, it just it resonates with quality and all that. And there's just something. And I love when brands turn the name of the product into, like, that their name turns into the product. So yeah, Polo,
yeah.
You call it a Polo. Well, that's yeah. You know, because of, you know,
that's when you know you've Polos, made it.
Yeah, or Band-Aid.
Kleenex, Band-Aid.
You know, yeah. So I love when a brand makes that big of an impact into an industry that they, you know, begin to start to call that product by that brand name. So
yeah, I'll just recommend a book here. It's by Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy. It's called 10X is Easier Than 2X. And they go through a bunch of those strategies, and actually even a couple of people that did that, like, they doubled down on the 20% of their business, got rid of 80%, and ended up making that. And one was Kleenex,
yeah.
And how they did it. You know, they were a paper product, and they could have been really big in paper packs, but they decided to go all in on one thing and created that.
The downside of that can come when, for example, with us, this, I can't even remember the YouTube creators, because I blocked them from my mind, but they thought that you called these type of belts Anson belt. At least that's what they said, that you call these types of belts Anson belt. Or, like, so they did a video of why I hate Anson belts. That was literally the title of, and it said, but they changed it. And the only reason why I knew that is because I got like a notification and it was showing the old title. It was showing the old title, but it was like, but then they changed it to why I dislike Anson Bell or something like that. And so I was like, sheesh, this is when we were just getting started, but we had started with some big time influencers. And so they were talking about them. It was the hot thing to talk about. They were getting clicks. And so they did this video that, of course, got a ton of clicks because everybody's like, ooh, why do they hate Anson belts? You know, and so what's funny is we went to one of those conferences, you know, that we used to go to, and the guy was there. And so, like, the guy, he was him and his girlfriend or wife or fiance or something. And he was there, and I, like, we went to this like a golf something before, and I see him, I'm like, that's not gonna,
we'll
that's
go punch him in
you
the know? Face.
No, I was just like, I was like, hey, I was like, how you doing, man? I'm David Faree with Anson Belt, you know. And he was just like, oh, no. I was like, yeah, man. So what's up? Why do you hate the belt so much? And he was like, it's not that I, you know. And it's like, and I was like, well, you know, it's just kind of, why did you like use our name? Like, why did you, you know, you couldn't have said like Holdless Belt or Ratchet Belt? He's like, we thought that's what they were called, that they were called Anson Belts, and, you know. And I'm like, okay, you know, sure, you know, but so I don't know, you know, I don't know if he, you know, obviously they use it as clickbait, but it was such an attack. And then and then it ends up, you know, working. One of our competitors, I think, saw it obviously. And then they like paid them to do a video talking about their belts and
a crappy competitor.
Don't even get me started on them. And they know who they are. They're probably listening. But, so they paid them to do a video on why they, you know, sure. Yeah. But anyway. So I don't know if that channel is still around. Probably not.
This could go down a whole nother segue of like influencers and like the world we're in for people getting those clicks. Like, I don't want to go far down that line, but you know, we represent a boat brand, and we had a very similar incident of this. Doesn't necessarily matter, but like it is very important when it's your brand. You know, when it's your brand, I mean, part of it is, right?
So
there's an element of taking care of it, but there's also an element of letting the community battle for you.
Yeah.
And like, so we actually had a person who said there was a defect in the boat, and they started this YouTube channel, and they said, and basically it's mentioned the defect in the boat, the name of the boat, and then this is what they were doing that day on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we monitored it, right? Like, so we knew it was there. We were monitoring it and what was happening, because you didn't want to bring any, we have a much larger reach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to come and give that guy the light of day. If it doesn't take off. Well, slowly it took off. YouTube gave it.
Yeah.
Go. And so it became an issue for local dealers. It became an issue for the bunch of things. But this just goes to show you how people are in life. And if you're a brand out there, just get ready for this, because it'll happen depending on how big you get.
Yeah, the bigger you get, the bigger target you have on your back.
It will happen. And so this guy, I mean, he was extremely irrational with the things. And so the owner of the company literally called him directly, say, look, you know, I know you're having issues with this and everything else. We really want to get this fixed for you. And he's like, you know, and part of the, when you buy it, the whole thing is we'll pick the boat up, we'll bring it back, we'll fix it, and we'll get it back to you. He's like, well, I can't go without my boat. Well, then the secondary was like, we'll give you a boat to let you use between the time.
You will.
And so the problem is that we learned very quickly it wasn't the solution that he was worried about. He was using it to get clicks.
Yeah, he was like, well, I'm still going to keep it up.
And so ultimately what happened, what we did on our end of things, we documented the whole thing. We offered to buy it. He's like, I tell you what, man, let me buy the boat back. I'd love to give you cash for what you pay for the boat. Obviously, you're not happy with our brand. We'll buy it back. You can go get whatever else you want.
I like the boat.
No, I like the boat. That's what he said. No, I like the boat. I want to keep using the boat. And then it went from like, hey, there's another boat at the dealership. We'll swap it out. We'll just change out your engines. No, I'm not doing that, because I've already put some work into my boat, so I want you to pay me the difference on that too. It was already an upgrade. And we're like, well, we can't do that. So, I mean, we really relinquished all forms of this. And so the community was batting for us. So the community was of fishermen were batting for us, and we're making comments on his page. But what he constantly did on his page was he would mute all the comments that were against him. So anything that came up against him, and there was a lot coming in, he'd be delete. I'm like, this is crazy. So how do you deal with this? And so ultimately, well, what we did is you have to learn, you have to be the bigger boy in the room. You have to let the belt guy go do his thing and realize all traffic will be good traffic, and then you monitor it. But officially what we ended up doing is we were very transparent. So we took the step of extremely transparent. We had the owner of the company, and we essentially with the owner of the company with his namesake on it, which was pretty astounding in the boat building business
to get it.
Wrote down, hey, this is the 100% correspondence and everything that we've offered for this individual. We've offered to buy it back, we've offered to swap it back, we've offered to bring it back and trailer it up and replace the top. What more do you want? And then we strategically created accounts for this person that he didn't have before, the owner, on, you know, all the forums and all the other things, and then we posted it all there. Right.
Nice.
And so we put it all there for the public to see. And then essentially the community started tagging that YouTube video with that link. No, this is actually what happened. No, this is what happened. And then, dude, when I talk about turn like so fast on him, like, what? This is like conspiracy. And this is all this stuff. I can't believe you do this. And like, so now his channel, he's like, what are you? The guy calls, what are you trying to do? Hurt me?
The guy was like, I offered to fix it.
And ultimately he ended up doubling down on it. Right. So this is one of those, we'll call it a turd in the toilet. It'll never flush. It'll always be there. He continues.
No, there's a visual idea.
Like, straight up, man. So this guy, he continues to do this in the channel, right? And every now and then his head will peep up, like on some of our YouTube stuff or on some of the Facebook posts. We'll have like, oh, you think this is a good such and such? Well, check this out, right? And you know, we monitor it, hide it, whatnot. But you know, in a business, to have the maturity of knowing what you're doing is the best you can do. You can only do what the best you can do. And the world is full of people that are going to try to take advantage of you in many ways. And you've got to have the maturity to just deal with it. And the bigger your brand gets, to think this is not going to happen, forget it.
And you've got to be able to let it go right off your back.
You have to let it go.
Because you cannot let these, any someone's opinion of your,
you know, and we're, you know, the marketing company for this, we felt comfortable with this, but I'm telling you, the owner had such a hard time dealing with it. What do you mean someone doesn't like me?
Yeah.
Like, dude, the world, you know, and we're in this whole new world of, for this, for them, which, you know, they were new into all these social worlds and stuff. They hadn't quite done this in the past. It's always a traditional media and it's going to happen more. It will happen more, but it's just what it is.
Yeah. I think, it always reminds me of the saying, I'm trying to think of who said it, but said, my haters, if they saw me walking on water, they'd say it's because I don't know how to swim. You know,
and that's so good.
If you think about that, like, it doesn't matter if you do everything right.
Some people just want to have a reason to gripe.
Well, for one, if you're successful, that makes them feel, they have to look at themselves and say, oh, why am I not creating that success?
Why didn't I think of that?
It's literally a fact or a lack of responsibility for themselves. And so they got to go pick at the people that are successful. Most of the time, those people are nameless, faceless, you know, even on social media, like they don't have a picture on their profile, but they're the voices. And so, that one saying to me, it just reminds me like, it doesn't matter. Like you could literally walk on water and they go, oh, that's because you don't know how to swim.
Yeah,
don't even give them the energy or the time of day because it's just all a waste of time and money.
Yeah, and usually I don't. You know, usually I'm really good about.
You should have punched him in the face.
No, usually I'm really good.
Oh, yeah, you're a big dude. That could have been intimidating.
You should have put one of them staffs on his butt.
But it was just the satisfaction of like shaking his hand and telling him who, and then having him like have to realize, and like you could see the look in his face and walking it back of like,
whoa, is this him?
Well, yeah, like,
wait, what?
Yeah, there is actually a person behind that brand.
Yeah,
that
exactly. Well, I was kind of like, my dad, and this was when it was just my dad and I, you know, and it was just us, and we're a small family business, like, and we're just trying to make it. Like we weren't crushing it then, you know, and they so
be just kind to have, people just be kind but just be kind,
let's be friends
like that. Any other brands? That was quite a segue, but any other brands that me and Matt should know about that we should go buy their stuff tomorrow?
You know, there is one that I've really liked recently, Anatech. And I actually have one of the Sun shirts in there, but it's like a Sun shirt, A-N-E-T-I-K.
How do you find out? How do you find out about brands?
So I got it from, actually that friend that I was saying that had the boat, and his boat company, you know, they have the name of the boat and the yacht, you know, and so he gave me a shirt.
Man,
and
I was like, great.
I was like, this is amazing. So I bought some for Anson and had them printed, you know, with Anson's, just, you know, for friends and family and employees and that kind of thing.
Are we friends and family?
No, you guys don't get it. No, but
you'll
I don't
be friends and left. Hey, but, it only requires $30 to be friends and family. For $30, you too can be friends and family of Anson.
But no, they've already been, they've already been given. Actually, though, I do have a bunch of the Hanes. They're not quite as nice, but the Hanes Sun shirts.
You're the third cousin.
I'm the third cousin.
You don't get the two-ply toilet paper in the guest room.
Next door.
Yeah, you get the one, but.
I'm a knife guy. So I love knives, even though I like, you know, cut myself often. But like Benchmade is one of those brands for me that I just go crazy for all the time. Like I'm always looking at what's new. And I think it has to do with just the craftsmanship and detail of the product, right? Yeah. Like you get it, the way it opens, the way it snaps, the way it feels, like you get it, you know, it's like the best in the industry. It's the best there is.
Have you heard of Honey Badger knives?
No.
Shout out Honey Badger. They're just a company that reached out to me that we collaborated for a Free Belt Friday giveaway, but really smooth ball bearings in the, you know, in the release, but it's a great little pocket knife, and they have Honey Badger knives. So, you know, great. And that's one of those kind of small, you know, independent brands that, you know, him owner operator, you know, in a partner kind of thing. And, you know, they make a great product. And so I love supporting brands like that.